The 1128 Advent Podcast is brought to you in partnership with Missio Alliance.
Welcome to the 1128 Advent Podcast. We are honored that you have chosen to join us for this series entitled Desperate for Advent. The third week of Advent. Past, present, and future joy. If happiness is a candy bar, then joy is a dark chocolate souffle. If happiness is camping in your backyard, then joy is a night in the Grand Canyon. If happiness is wishing on a dandelion as you blow its cottony seeds into the wind, joy is daffodils blooming through early spring snowstorms. Joy is complex. Joy is nuanced. Joy is an experience as much as an emotion, an opportunity, as well as a memory. Human beings cannot manufacture joy. Joy is evidence of the Spirit of God, a gift given freely that requires a response. The season of Advent invites us to hold this dissonant chord for an entire week. Joy is a present moment choice that is informed by the past and sets the trajectory for the future. Isaiah 12, 2 through 6 describes the complexity of a beloved people of rescued slaves that find themselves in exile again, looking forward to a different future. Surely God is my salvation. I will trust and will not be afraid. For the Lord God is my strength and my might. He has become my salvation. With joy, you will draw water from the wells of salvation. And you will say in that day, give thanks to the Lord, call on his name, make known his deeds among the nations, proclaim that his name is exalted. Sing praises to the Lord, for he has done gloriously. Let this be known in all the earth. Shout aloud and sing for joy, O royal Zion, for great in your midst is the Holy One of Israel. Similarly, Advent invites us to remember what God has done in the past, sending Jesus, while believing that the kingdom is already among us and yet not fully here. We hold past, present, and future together, all at the same time. We will now enter into some contemplative space. Today's practice is a guided meditation. This is not a good practice for driving or finishing tasks around you. This is best practiced sitting still and quiet. You might even want a journal nearby for afterwards. Settle yourself in a chair, noticing how you are well supported. Take a deep breath. Allow your body to begin to soften. Allow your mind to begin to soften. Allow your heart to begin to soften. Picture yourself as a young child. Remember your height and see the world from that perspective again. Maybe not able to reach doorknobs or countertops on your own. Viewing the adults in your life at thigh height. Finding furniture too big for your comfort. But also remember your favorite color, your favorite toys. Remember your comfort items, maybe a toy or a blanket that gave you a sense of security. Settle in these details with your mind and remember what it was like to be a young child again. Now imagine yourself 20 years from now. Picture the shape of your body, the color of your hair, your physical capabilities and limitations. Imagine what wisdom will live in your very bones. What new technology will exist around you? Where could you be living? Let your imagination create any scenario it wants. There is nothing binding about imagining. So let your imagination run wild. Who will you be 20 years from now? Picture yourself, the age you are now, sitting with your younger self and your older self. Perhaps you're enjoying a meal together or experiencing nature. Allow the picture to crystallize your past, present, and future self sitting together. What does each part of you have to teach the others? How does the oldest version of you feel about the youngest version of you? How does youngest you feel about you now? What conversation draws these three together? Notice how each expression of you experiences joy. Locate that joy in each body feel how it moves through time and space. Bear witness to how the joy is expressed in each version of you. You're invited to rest here as long as you need. It could be helpful to pull out your journal and begin to record what you've noticed and experienced. You're welcome to pause here if you need longer. And when you are ready, may the joy of the one who came near remind you that he is coming again and even now.